800-259-9231. Toll free. Take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Anything goes, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
This is the Friday night edition. It doesn't really mean anything different, except it's Friday night. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. The live Saturday show as well. You can tune in from 7 to 10 Eastern. And, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you're going to find live streaming. We've got the broadband stream. We've got the not-so-broadband stream. So everybody who's online, dial-up, broadband, whatever, you can tune in absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So since it's Torgo night tonight here on Free Talk Live, we will start with you. If you're not on the phones, then we have to bring up what's on our minds. So, Torgo, where are we starting out this evening?
We're going to Massachusetts.
All right.
Just because I've never been, so that's where we're going.
I've been when I was a kid, and it wasn't impressive. Boston, specifically.
But hey, that's where the story's from.
There you go.
I thought it was great.
Here's just the real quick tagline. A proposed bill in Massachusetts would outlaw corporal punishment for children. Massachusetts lawmakers will be debating the question about whether or not parents should be allowed to spank their children following the filing of a bill that would ban corporal punishment in the Commonwealth. Let's see.
Well, that's a bastion of freedom up there. That
Massachusetts. Yeah.
What do you think about this, Ian? You're always against
banning spanking.
Yes.
I don't know. Let's ask Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, indeed. I am from the gay state of Massachusetts.
See, I told you we were going to Massachusetts. No one believed me.
Well, anyways, as far as Massachusetts is concerned, we are one of the most liberal states in the union, if
yes.
not the most.
Right,
and,
pretty close.
And as far as my topic is closing the borders.
Okay. Well, actually, okay, that's fair enough. I was just wondering, as a Massachusetts resident, though, we're going to get back into this other topic later on in the show, but just how do you feel about Massachusetts banning spanking?
Well, I think it's the end of civilization because
oh, really?
No,
a hallmark.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because once you neglect discipline in the home of any kind, then the kids run amok. You need structure. You need some kind of discipline. Now, I'm not saying to abuse the kid, but a parent should be free to discipline the kid like a SWAT on the behind if the kid does something wrong.
I agree with that statement. I'm not so sure about it being the end of civilization as we know it, but it could very well be. I mean, you might be able to draw a line back to this at some point.
Oh, yeah. To the ancient Roman Empire, in fact, because if you study civilizations as they fall, they get more and more effeminate, they get more and more liberal, and then the barbarians come in and take over, which gets into my second topic.
Okay.
So barbarians from Canada? Well, right now, apparently we're just awaiting the Mongol horde. Is what?
the border to Mexico and the U.S.,
uh-huh.
Which should be secure.
Don't care about the Canadian border that much?
I do care about the Canadian border, mm-hmm. but the main problem is coming from Mexico into America. Yes, the Canadian border should be locked, I agree, but
when you say secure, what do you mean?
Well, my five-point plan, which is close the borders, put
He's
more
got a five-point
guards.
Five-point plan, sweet. Most callers aren't this prepared.
No, that's great.
Put more guards on the border.
Uh-huh.
Number two, a 10-year restriction on all immigrants. Doesn't
Whoa.
Matter where you're from. Just a simple 10-year restriction that will restrict all immigration until we get our house in order.
So wait, you're saying a moratorium? You're saying total lockdown of immigration in this country?
Yes, at least for 10 years.
What are the other 3 points?
That's, okay, number three. Fine the corporations with $1 million fine per illegal immigrant. Number four, find every illegal and deport them, no amnesty. And number five, repeal NAFTA, GATT, and no CAFTA,
mm-hmm.
which NAFTA is the North American Free Trade mm-hmm. Agreement, GATT is the General Agreement on Trade and Tariff, and CAFTA is the Central American agreement for trade.
That's the only one I agree with out of the 5 points is the last one. It's the repeal of those.
I'm with that. I'm with you on that one, too.
I'm sorry, Jeff. How long has it been that you've been paying attention to the government and politics and things like that?
For quite a while. In fact, I even belong to a local organization that's trying to stem the tide of illegal immigration.
Right.
And a month ago, there was a hearing at the State House for a bill that would give in-state tuition to illegal aliens. So I am very active politically.
Okay, that's good. Now, have you ever noticed that government just isn't very good at doing the things that it promises that it's going to do? Have you ever kind of figured that out?
Oh yes.
Right. So what makes you think that the government's going to be able to lock down the borders?
Oh, it isn't, and that's what the problem.
What are you considering then? Why is it you're asking for these things if you know that it's going to fail?
Because the fact of the matter is, people have to wake up. It has to be on the local level where people realize that if we continue to go down the path that we are going, America is going to be a third world country run by a communist dictatorship.
We're already run by a communist dictatorship.
Exactly. The only thing you don't see is tanks in the streets and putting people in concentration camps.
Well, actually, I saw some photos of tanks in the New York streets not too long ago, but fair enough.
Fair enough. No, we're going down that primrose path. And if you do a study of history, I really believe that we are in the post Weimar days. Like back in the days before Nazi Germany under the Weimar Republic, America is in that same precipice that the Weimar Republic was in before it collapsed.
Do you think, Jeff, that all immigrants are bad?
Oh no! I think legal immigrants is great.
That is such a cop out. I hate that statement.
Legal immigrants.
Now, when your parents came over here, there weren't your forefathers came over here. There weren't legal and illegal immigrants. People stopped off at Ellis Island. They got stamped. Bam! They're in there working. Now we've got all these hurdles for people to jump. Let's just make it impossible. Only blonde-haired, one-eyed eunuchs can come in the country, and then everybody else is an illegal alien. That's such an unfair thing to say.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Now, bear with me for a moment while I paint just a little picture for you, and I want to see how you respond to this.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Do you like welfare?
Oh, no.
Okay, so how would you feel if we could, next week, if we could just eliminate every welfare program, corporate welfare, personal welfare, all the government-run, taxpayer dollar-supported welfare programs, just get rid of them?
Okay? I think that would be great.
You think that'd be great? Okay, good. Okay, so we're in agreement so far. Now,
yes.
Would you agree with me that there's two very different types of immigrants that come into this country?
Yes.
There's type A that wants to come in here to make a better life for himself and his family, and then there's type B that wants to come in here and suck off the welfare teat.
I agree with you.
So, therefore, if we're in agreement so far, this is good. If we got rid of the welfare system, then you wouldn't have a problem opening the borders, right?
If you look back at Ellis Island, I'm gonna answer your question. If you look back at Ellis Island, for instance, Ellis Island had a rigorous system of screening immigrants. And the reason why I say a 10-year moratorium, even though it sounds radical, is to just get our house back in order.
But you just told me, Jeff, that you don't think government can do things very well, if at all, right? What makes you think the government's going to be able to control immigration? These are the same people that can't keep drugs out of their own prisons, let alone this country. How in the world can you expect them to have any sort of influence over the people that are coming in here? I'm sorry, Jeff, but you're living in a fantasy land if you think government is going to be able to enforce a moratorium on immigration. They're going to continue coming over here, and I want you to hang on, Jeff, because it's important. This is an important issue, and a lot of people care about it. So if you've got a comment, 800-259-9231, we agree with Jeff on a lot of things, and so He's got his 5 points.
5-point plan.
It's good that you got a plan. We've got our plan as well. We're going to share the details with you when we come back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, bring us anything. It is your show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And man, with the Friday night edition. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the bulletin board system with over 18,000 posts and over 500 people interacting, so be sure you check it out. It's free at freetalklive.com. We are talking to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live again with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Now we're talking about the immigration situation here in this country, and it's something that is a real critical issue for a lot of people in this nation, and it should be, because it's really not being handled in the right fashion at all.
It is.
It's a mess. And you and I would definitely agree on that, right?
Oh, yes. That's a fact.
Now, Jeff, you have a 5-point plan, and I'd like for you
I love that it came with a 5-point plan.
Yeah, I'd like for you to go over the 5 points
again.
Oh,
sure. Sure, hold on. I just got to turn to the page.
That's fine. And if you, he's got pages worth of.
Oh, yes. I try to keep myself pretty organized.
Well, it's good. When you're a caller to talk radio, if you don't keep yourself on track, the talk show host will take you off the tracks and you'll never return.
Oh, so, yes. You're right about that. But anyways, you know, a simple five-point plan. Number one, close the borders. And by definition, I mean, because security is my specialty.
Now, the borders are supposedly closed right now, Jeff.
Well, actually, to respond to that, I had a friend of mine who was on the Minuteman Project, and he went down to Arizona, and he said it's wide enough for a herd of elephants to come through there.
Wow.
But anyhow, put up a barrier on the border, and I mean a barrier.
Like a great wall?
A great wall, barrier, stone wall.
Right.
I mean, something that's secure. And then he put a moat underneath.
A moat?
Holy crap,
yeah,
alligators in the moat? All right, now... Jeff, you said that security is your specialty. Is this are you securing castles or what?
I've been doing security for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I even tried to go for board certification in security, but failed by a couple of questions.
Mm. What kind of security have you been doing? Like alarm systems or like security guard type security?
Security guard kind of security, nothing armed, but
right. So it's like you're sitting in a guardhouse and letting people through a gate.
What is the next level? The test that you tried to take. What is that certification for?
It's for a physical security professional from as is the American Society for Industrial Security.
You mean like a bodyguard?
Well, actually, physical security means computer security. The real technical stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Okay. All right. So you want to build a great wall, and you want to put a moat out in front of it, and you really believe that will stop the tide of immigration?
And then you put more border...
Hey, you're from Boston. Have you ever heard of the Big Dig?
Yes.
I wonder how long this wall will take to build.
you got a good point there. I can't debate with you on that one. The Big Dig is definitely
better. He did put a 10-year moratorium on immigration.
Because that's how long it's going to take to build the wall.
Actually, okay. The Big Dig's been going on for more than 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
but hold on, Jeff. You've got more, though, right? We got a wall and a moat, and then what?
You can put sensors on there. Motion detector.
Motion tracking machine guns, too?
Yeah.
Spit out some 50 cals at them if it moves.
Ninjas, that's what we need. We just need ninjas mounted at 10-foot intervals along this wall. The border ninjas.
Oh, man, you guys are bad.
That'd be great.
Jeff, unfortunately, I mean, you can come up with the perfect plan. I mean, Jeff, let's say that your plan is perfect, and I don't believe it is, but let's say it is perfect.
I don't believe it is either.
Let's say it's flawless. And
I like the ninjas part, though.
Something you need to understand about government is even if you could come up with the perfect, flawless plan that does exactly what you want it to do, by the time you get it to the legislature, you've got 535 different people who are going to be fingering around and modifying that particular plan, and they're going to tweak it to their particular likings and dislikings. And then once that plan finally gets finalized and passed, then you're not going to be in charge of it. It's going to be a bunch of faceless bureaucrats somewhere in Washington, D.C. that are going to be in charge of administering that plan and building the wall and building the moat and placing the ninjas. And I'm sorry, Jeff, but you're living in, like, fantasy land, assuming that the government is going to be able to implement this strategy. It's just not. And so, therefore, I think that the right strategy is the pro-liberty strategy. The strategy that is going to get this country back to more freedom. Because really, Jeff, even if we did implement your plan, that would just mean more national ID cards, more security for people within the country, because we'd probably have to have checkpoints within the country just to make sure that the people who are moving around have their paperwork and that sort of thing.
Yes. Like
we don't
want that.
Nazi Germany.
We don't want that.
Well, no, you're saying you don't want that, but this is the same kind of attitude.
Once
the government, down
once
kind of
the
attitude.
Government gets it in its mind, We've got a war on illegal immigrants going on.
Yeah, just like our war on terrorism.
Jeff, we're going to have to come in your house and poke around. And,
yeah, in case you're hiding one.
Have immigrant sniffing dogs sniffing your car
and
on the side of the freeway.
Not, as long as you're not hiding any immigrants in your closet, you shouldn't have anything to fear. So you should be able to let the FBI into your house. Do you see what road you're going down, Jeff, with your ideas? If we just go back to liberty, which is what this country was founded on, then everything will work. We get rid of the welfare programs. You've already said you'd agreed with that.
Yeah.
So we cut the welfare out, and then if welfare is gone, all those bad immigrants that you're afraid of, Jeff, aren't going to come here anymore.
It's like cats.
Right.
If you put a bowl of food out in your front doorstep, pretty soon you've got stray cats all over the place. If you take the bowl of food away, The stray cats, you know, they might hang around for a little while, but the, you know, the ones that are just freeloading, looking for that free bowl of food, they're gonna go.
They're gonna either have to get a job or they're gonna have to go, one or the other. Well, and so if you end welfare, then you've only got productive immigrants coming into the country, the ones who are leaving some despotic nation and trying to go and make a better life for themselves and their families. They're willing to work hard. They're willing to, you know, break their backs just to have a little bit more freedom than they had before.
Just like the people that came to this nation and built the great nation that we live in.
Exactly. And so if you, instead of changing your plan to lock it down, if you change your plan to let's get rid of welfare and open this country back up the way it used to be, you're going to see a more productive America. You're going to see an America with a better growing, healthier economy because of the influx of good labor, good hard workers that are coming in here. And we're going to see more freedom for everyone that's in this country because less taxes, because we're not going to be paying these exorbitant welfare costs, and just more freedom to move around in general. The freedom to leave as well, because if you've got an open border policy, it means you don't have to ask permission to get out of the country. So, Jeff, your final thoughts on that particular idea.
Well, my final thought is point three, which is find $1 million.
Right back to the 5 points.
Yeah.
Find a million what?
Find $1 million for illegal immigrants.
But you see, all of this doesn't matter. All of your points are moot if we just get rid of welfare and open this country back up to being a free country again. What's wrong with that, Jeff?
No, nothing.
Well, why don't you support that particular position? I mean, I seriously think you need to give that some thought, Jeff, because you're talking about more security, more control. We're talking about more liberty, more freedom.
But how do you block the illegals from coming in?
There wouldn't be any illegals.
The whole point would be not to block them from coming in. Here's what happens. You get rid of welfare. The ones that everyone seems to have a problem with, which are the people who are coming to live off the welfare system, have no reason to come here any longer. So that in and of itself will stop the type of immigration and influx of people that you're looking to put an end to.
Well, some of my references come from actually Pat Buchanan, because Pat Buchanan said, "A nation without borders is not a nation."
I don't care what Pat Buchanan said. This country is supposed to be a free country, and that means you should be free to come and go as you please. And if there's no welfare, then there's nothing for them to come here for. Jeff, great call, man. Think about it a little bit. Do you want more security, or do you want more liberty? It seems like an easy choice to me. 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on that issue or anything else. Otherwise, we'll get back to beating your kids. This is your show.
I'm not going to beat anybody.
Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen a banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You don't have to be Tim the Toolman Taylor with every gadget in the book to prepare yourself for many automotive emergencies. But do you know the tools you should have in your trunk? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
Even if you have no intention of repairing your car yourself, here are some tools that may help out in an emergency. A simple set of screwdrivers and socket wrenches,
jumper cables, an adjustable wrench, wire cutters, a coat hanger, and Tim the Toolman's favorite, duct tape. And did you know that all cellular phones, even those with no subscriber service, can still be used to call 911? There's no cellular bill, but the phone, which just calls 911, should be used only in emergencies. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves. Whether it be a political issue or a personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab some archives. The last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. And actually, as you scroll on through, though, you'll find you can vote for us at great sites like podtower.com. And plus, we go even farther back than 6 days. Once you get to the sixth day, you'll see a little link underneath that. It'll take you all the way back to March 1st on The House because of our friends over at downloadradio.org.
Where are you going to find something like that? They don't offer that on other radio shows.
Nowhere. There you go. So, freetalklive.com. Check it out. We were talking about immigration, and we got some comments here. Bart in Texas. Bart, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Bart.
Hello, Bart.
In Texas.
Can y'all hear me okay?
Hi, I can hear you now.
We got you.
Okay. What I was going to say was, I think just because government's incompetent isn't a reason not to try and implement border security. What you, to solve that problem, you hold government accountable, which is something modern America doesn't do.
And it's never been successful anyway. I mean, I can't think of a point in history where government has been successfully held accountable.
They have sovereign immunity. It doesn't matter what they do wrong.
But taking care of the borders and taking control of this illegal immigration problem, you know, one of the ways you do that is you stop rewarding illegal immigration.
Right,
you know,
that's what we said. Get rid of welfare.
Of course.
Wouldn't that? Okay, so then we're in agreement. So if we got rid of welfare and opened the borders, what would be wrong with that?
Well, that eliminates the primary incentive of illegals coming into the country.
What's the other incentive?
I think a better life than they can achieve.
So
in their
good. That's what we want.
I love the idea that we're keeping a better life away from foreign nationals. I think that's great. It's really what America's all about, keeping a better life away from people. Hurting ourselves, shooting ourselves in the foot in the process. I love that
economically.
Part too. That's really great.
The best way to help the rest of the world is to lead by example and actually help make other countries, and I'm not talking about nation building, but I'm saying trying to make other countries more free.
I agree with you, but
America can't be open to the rest of the world. We can't have everybody here.
But everybody's not going to come here, Bart. I mean, realistically, there's only a certain amount of people that could possibly get here physically.
But for everybody to have a high standard of living, the society can only have so much.
Why are you worried about
population?
Somebody else's standard of living? If it's a higher standard of living than where they're living now,
because we lower the total standard of living for the country.
Some kind of
by what evidence do you have
aggregate?
For that?
Who cares what
average
the aggregate is?
What evidence do you have for that statement?
Well, what evidence I have is all of our jobs going overseas.
Why are our jobs going overseas, Bart?
Well, because of these bad trade agreements that we've gotten involved in.
Well, that might be one reason, and we agree we should get rid of the trade agreements. We should have free trade. And another reason why is because the government, in all its wisdom, has passed what are called regulations and other things like that against businesses in this country. Manufacturing, for instance. You know, they have to pony up to the government agencies. They have to bow down to OSHA and all these other bureaucracies before they can even start doing business. And then as they continue to do business, they have to continue to pay protection fees. And they got tired of it. They decided, why are we going to even bother with this? We could just take this over to China or India and do it for a fraction of the price and not have to deal with as many bureaucrats. So if it wasn't for the government regulation, we'd probably have more manufacturing jobs here. Minimum wage is another example of something that drives jobs out of this particular country.
When you fight capitalism, you get economic stagnation. I don't want economic stagnation. Bart, do you want economic stagnation?
You know, the fact is, they're not, I don't know, Bart, are you still there?
I think it's
see you later, Bart. Oh, he's gone.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, the fact is, when it comes to economic stagnation, when it comes to immigration and all of these controls, there's no finite amount of jobs in this country. When the immigrants come here, they create more jobs.
You know, immigrants last year spent $700 billion. That's billion
really?
With a B.
Where'd you
That's
get that number?
Real money off of the evening news.
Okay.
it was 680, but I'm rounding up because I'm Manwich and I'm allowed to exaggerate.
does that come with the title?
It does, absolutely.
All right.
Manwich, Border Ninja.
Right.
Manwich, the Border Ninja?
The Border Ninja, the exaggerator extraordinaire. $700 billion was spent by immigrants last year. These are Hispanics. I shouldn't say immigrants. I should say Hispanics.
Got it.
That's the terminology I want to use.
Right.
Hispanic people spent $700 billion
last year.
They're
not hoarding all their money
That's
and
right.
sending
they're
it all back
sending
to Mexico?
Sending it all back to Mexico. No, this is the money that was spent in the United States for their rent and their food and everything that they need to live here. Because they don't travel in like ghosts and just suck off of us. I mean, the ones that are on the
welfare. Yeah, and does the food just kind of come to them on its own?
Right.
Do the houses build themselves? You know,
it grows in their backyard. The Hispanic fruit tree feeds them.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Sean in California. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sean.
Sean, are you for Border Ninjas?
Well, no, I'm not for any of that sort of tyranny. But
well, that's good.
But I disagree with the premise we need open borders.
Why?
Because you're imposing a libertarian mindset on this agenda, and that isn't what the hierarchy behind it is.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about globalization. And when you talk about open borders, you can't talk about it without connecting it with globalization.
I guess I don't understand. Can you explain that to me?
Okay. If you get rid of borders, you get rid of national sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have countries.
Well, you can still
have
a border. No. Okay, let me make it clear. You can still have a pretty line on a map, but you just don't have the border patrol. You don't have the fences. You don't have the barbed wire and all that, unless you have private property, in which case put up all the fences you want.
Well, then you're just opening yourself up to invasion. Obviously.
What are you talking about? Invasion from who? Canada? Mexico?
Well, Reconquista. I mean, this is a stated goal. Reconquista? I live in California, and let me tell you, it's Mexico now. All right?
Uh-huh.
This is not a racial thing. This is about culture. The culture of freedom.
Is that right?
Yes.
What culture?
Well, the culture of freedom that has been murdered.
Well, that's definitely true. There's not much more freedom left in this country.
Well, exactly.
Certainly not in California.
Now, you and I both, we both agree that the problem is government.
Yes.
So how are we going to fix that?
Well, we get the government out of the problem.
Well, is that, how are you going to do that?
You just elect libertarians and they put a stop to it.
Oh, okay. So I go in my electronic voting machine and I just punch in libertarian. I see.
Yeah, if there's one on your ballot, sure.
And
you're suggesting the voting is rigged and there's evidence for that.
Okay, well, I get your point. We don't have much luck up there, you know, doing that. We've been trying to do that since 1971. How about the Free State Project?
Well, the problem with that is, of course, is that you're aggregating everybody who believes in freedom in one area.
What's wrong with that?
That sounds good to me.
Then you're opening yourself up to being killed in one area. I mean,
that is so paranoid. I'm sorry, dude.
I'll die for freedom. You know, the fact is, maybe this is the second American Revolution, and if I'm gonna die like one of those patriots that did in those battles against the Britain, then fine.
They didn't congregate in one area and say, "Here we are, Britain."
They did. They congregated in the east coast of America.
Yeah, but the country was a big area, not New Hampshire.
Okay, but it was a group of people who wanted
it's
more
the best
freedom.
Can do.
It was a. It started as a movement of people,
and we were losing the first 2 years.
Well, that's a centralized plan. You're talking about putting everybody into New Hampshire.
There is no centralized plan, actually.
The Free State. I mean,
the Free State Project. The Free State Project is just simply the idea of moving 20,000 liberty lovers to the same state. After that, there is no plan. Everybody gets to do what they want. Sean, we appreciate the call, man. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Puke's on the line. Clayton's on the line. We want to hear from you, and if you're a female caller, we'll jump you right up to the front. If you call in, 800-259-9231, this is your show, 1-800-259-9231. Take control.
heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can call in talking about anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We've been focused on immigration so far this hour, and it's an important topic. It really is. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich, Daughter Ninja.
Yeah, join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the updates. You sign up, we'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And, of course, it's another free service of freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check out the site. All right, we got calls coming in here. Let's go to them. Let's talk to Puke in Texas. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good evening, Puke. Now, this is Puke, who is in the military, correct?
That's correct.
And you're in Texas. Where are you in Texas?
Fort Hood, Texas, just below Dallas and in between Austin.
So do you have an immigrant problem in Texas where you're at? Is it like Mexico, like our last caller suggested?
No, I haven't noticed here in Killeen, because it's a military town, so you're going to have all sorts of people, but there was actually more of a Mexican population in my hometown in Arkansas. So, you know, that's farther north, so I don't know.
Since you had a larger Mexican population in Arkansas, do you feel like Mexicans are bad people?
In general, no. Of course, you can't generalize, you know, an entire group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody is different from everybody else. So
certainly.
You're always going to have some bad apples, you're going to have some good ones. I mean, you just can't generalize like that, which brings me into the topic of yesterday.
Okay.
You guys were talking about the military for about an hour.
Was that one of them radio segues?
See, Puke is going to side with me on this. He's going to side with my call. Go ahead.
Perhaps. Actually, the biggest thing that I had a problem with was, of course, and that the caller yesterday actually mentioned it, was Manwich was calling everybody in the military a baby killer. And,
no, he wasn't calling everyone in the military a baby killer. I thought we made that clear.
Well, you kind of did, but I just want to make sure.
Okay, so I kind of did. There you go.
You guys always talk about, you know, don't be bigoted and this and that, and then he comes on and says that. I thought it was funny. All right.
He was talking about people dropping bombs on houses.
And killing babies.
Right.
I mean, not everybody in the military has killed anyone, you know. I mean, there's plenty
of people. No, and I think you made that clear. And if it wasn't clear, now it should be clear. You were only talking about people who bombed, like, homes in other countries.
Right. Now, Manwich, last night when you were saying, I'm so mad at these people who were crying, oh, they called me a baby killer. Were you talking about the fact that you were mad at specifically people who dropped bombs and then were sad that they were called baby killers? Or everyone who complained about being a baby killer you were angry with?
I'm telling you, the fact is, if you work for the organization, you bear some of the umbrage of what those people did.
So what you're saying is every Walmart employee keeps Chinese children down? Is that what you're saying?
To some extent.
Okay. All right, sure. So, you know, the poor crippled old greeter who's waving and struggling to give you a shopping cart.
If I shop at Walmart, then I'm just as guilty. That's just to remember. Because I thought about joining the military, I was very, very, very close. I was very, very, very close to choosing to be a part of an organization that kills babies.
You could become a sovereign individual and stop paying taxes and quit supporting baby killers, but you choose not to. So what's your issue? Ooh,
that's the truth.
Touché. So actually, you are supporting baby killers.
He whipped out his katana on the Border Ninja, didn't he?
No doubt about that. All right, I'm sorry. We're dominating you, Puke. What do you got, man? What else?
That's all right. That's your guys' job.
To dominate you?
We are here to dominate you.
I'd rather get paid for it.
That costs extra, man.
That's why I love the show, because you guys let me call in, talk about whatever. And another thing I had was, you mentioned the inactive reserve. That is actually only for 8 years.
Really? I thought you were stuck in that for the rest of your life.
No. Unless they've changed it. But when I joined, on the paperwork, it said the inactive reserve was, you join up for, say, 4 years, and then for 4 years after that, for a total of 8 years, you can be called back.
Now, you're right. Unless they changed it or the key words there, because on your contract, it basically says we can change any of this at any old time that we want to. So
that's
hopefully
true,
they haven't.
I believe I would have heard about it, but you never know. I mean, obviously, they keep some things in the dark. So
It's just making the point that they could change it if they felt like it.
Now, Puke, you're actually still in the States at the moment. Have you been over to Iraq or Afghanistan yet, or you're scheduled to go out there for the first time?
I have been to Afghanistan twice, and I'm scheduled to go to Iraq here pretty soon.
Wow. Now, how long do you have till you get out?
I have, with quotation marks I'm making here, about a year. And, of course, that's going to be in Iraq and, you know, the stop loss and everything. And I might try and get just re-enlist for a couple years and get away from that inactive reserve, because once I'm gone, I plan to, completely leave that behind. And that's another thing is, you mentioned that whenever people get out, you want to bring them to the libertarian side of the military and stuff, or the military guys to the libertarian side.
Right.
Because most people, when they get out, they either hate it or they love the military.
That's how I feel. That's just the impression that I've gotten from people.
Well, I think that's because the people that, you know, they feel strongly. They either loved it or they hate it. But the people that were, I feel myself, I'm just kind of like, it's a job right now. And I like some things. I hate some things. You're going to get that in life. And I feel that, you know, not everyone's going to feel that way. And the ones that do kind of are like, meh. Well, they're not going to be vehemently calling into shows and being like, "I love the Army, it was great." So,
right. What do you like the most about the military?
Actually, the most fascinating thing is the fact that it got me away from home, and I got to see a lot of different places in the world. I mean, I like to take pictures. I'm kind of an amateur photographer, and I never would have, you know, seen the Hindu Kush Mountains and stuff like that. Of course, it was kind of a bad situation because, you know, you have to shot at,
yeah, you could get shot at. There's that whole
traveling
thing. Well, you know, life is about risk, Puke. We certainly appreciate the call, man. Talk to us again sometime. 800-259-9231. You want to get that great shot? You might get shot. And it's been happening in Iraq to photographers and news people over there, so you just got to be careful. Anyway, hey, it's your show. Take control. Clayton is still hanging on. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and they temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flatbeds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3's at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-419-5252. That's 1-800-419-5252. That number again, 1-800-419-5252.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free. We're inside hour number one, but there's a whole other hour on the way here. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Manwich was slaughtered last segment by Torgo.
I was roundly trounced.
You were audibly destroyed.
Yeah, I'm afraid I was.
800-259-9231. Hey, join us
online. So I'm a baby killer. What do you want from me?
Baby killer by proxy, Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We get all kinds of good stuff on the site for you. It's all free. Bulletin board system, archive, Shrine of Female Listeners, much, much more. And check us out at our MySpace account as well at myspace.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Clayton in somewhere. Clayton in somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live.
Clayton
in
Wisconsin.
That's right.
Wisconsin.
You're on Free Talk Live, Clayton, with Ian Torgo and Manwich. What's on your mind, sir?
I have a guest request for you guys.
Do you?
Request.
This is unusual because we don't do guests very often, but what do you got?
Alex Jones.
Oh, well,
he's got his own radio show on his network.
That guy gets 3 hours of airtime every day.
Why does
he
bring us on his show as guests? I mean, we could use the extra stations.
I think it'd be pretty amazing to see the three of you go at it.
But I don't know. What would we talk about? I guess he's for closing down the borders, right? I suppose we could get into it with him on that.
And no radio guy is going to go on the telephone with another radio guy because they know that they can be potted down at any point and that kind of thing.
The rules.
It's not fair. They're arguing about the shape of the table at that point. You know? I mean, he'd have to be in studio to be fair. And there's always that, you know, you're in a visiting studio feeling. Like, in my studio, I'm the border ninja.
Right.
But in Alex's studio, I'd be a little more demure, you know, and in his same, probably the same in his case.
Just so everyone knows, we're talking about another talk show host who's on the same network as we are. He has a midday show.
Yes. He's
so,
the big boy on this.
Well, I mean, what do you want to hear? I mean, if Alex Jones was on our show, what would you like to hear Free Talk Live talk with him about, Clayton?
Well, the more that he's on, different hours of the day, different people will hear it, too.
You're trying to do is you're trying to get additional outside of his showtime exposure for Alex Jones.
Well, it's time to wake the American people up.
Well,
we're
not doing a good enough job on our own. We need to have Alex Jones here to back us up.
There's no one promoting the Berkey water filter at this time of night. It's World War III.
Yeah, I guess you can, just continue on throwing, crap back into people's faces, all you want. I mean, destroy their common sense.
Huh? Well, regardless of whether or not, I don't think we're really attacking Alex Jones in any way.
I've got no problem with Alex Jones.
I think he's saying that our show is about throwing crap in people's faces and attacking their common sense.
I don't know about that. I think we use common sense on this show, and we point out where common sense is lacking in our government, which is, of course, all over the place. Actually, I want to make it clear. I like Alex Jones. I mean, he seems like a real good freedom fighter. He seems pretty principled in general. I've seen many of his movies. They're very entertaining. It's just like, we just don't do guests on this show, Clayton.
Well, his shows are beyond entertaining. They're informative.
Oh, well, that's good. Personally, I don't really dig his style of radio. I don't listen to his show. I like the way he does his video presentations, but
I like the way he gets listeners following after his proselytizing. I mean, he's practically a prophet, the way people follow after him.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Clayton, but good suggestion. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's just not the guest's show. Yeah, we have them from time to time, but it's very, very occasional. Like next week, we're going to have Drew Curtis from Fark.com. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.